Welcome to episode 204 of Game Over Nation. I am the fill-in host guy this week, Gabe Philbin. And with me this time around, we got mainstay Dylan Roush.
I am the fill-in Ryan Dolorosa.
And then
Max,
fill-in guest for Dylan Roush, since he is acting as Ryan Dolorosa, Harris Foster.
Hello. I am Dylan.
I think we should just make it like an ongoing bit where you're just everyone in this podcast.
That sounds good to me.
Once a
also,
year.
I gotta give you negative points for not calling yourself Gabe Philbin instead of Gabe Philbin. It was right there.
Why didn't you tell me that before we started recording?
I know. Okay, restart. All right. Everybody,
stop.
Roll back.
Right.
Okay.
Three, two.
Wait, what?
No.
Oh, man.
I almost stopped my mic.
Well, that would have been terrible.
Yep.
So, how's video games going for you guys this week?
Not good.
Oh, no.
I haven't played anything much. I played a little Metal Gear yesterday.
I've played one thing, and I meant to buy another thing when I got back from school today, but I forgot. And that one thing is the thing we talked about last week, which is Destiny.
That's the one thing you played, not
the
one thing you needed to buy.
The one thing I need to buy. I bought a game last week. I haven't played it yet. Is Soma. And I don't know why I haven't played that, because I'm fucking up. But the game I meant to buy today, and I'll probably buy after we're done recording, is Persona 4 Dancing All Night, because that's out now.
Oh, yeah.
I had a whole plan going where I was going to buy Persona 5, and it was going to last me for the rest of the year, but then they delayed it, so now I don't even know what I'm going to do.
There's no way
Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout's out.
Yeah, you like Fallout.
Yeah, but not at launch.
We'll see.
Bethesda games at launch are pieces of shit.
Almost every game at launch right now is not doing too
well. Yeah.
You got the Bloodborne DLC coming out. You know,
there we go.
There's still some. There's plenty going on this year.
Do I replay through Dark Souls again?
No,
you know, I still have to beat Arkham City.
Man, no, you don't.
Or not Arkham City. Knight.
Knight. Yeah. I didn't even get that game. Is that available on PC yet?
Nope.
Still no?
Gabe, wow, you should get The Witcher.
The Witcher is something I've thought about a lot.
Get witching with me, because I haven't beaten The Witcher yet either.
I feel like The Witcher might be like the downtime next year game. But
that would be a good game for that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Of like, I feel like The Witcher would very much, I don't know. Like, I was thinking when I was playing Mugger Solid 5, I was like, this feels a lot like, you know, this is kind of similar to like how a Witcher is kind of laid out a little bit. Like a little, just in like huge fucking area. Like that's like the main
A billion side quests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot to do. And the way I played through Metal Gear Solid 5 is not how I would like to play through The Witcher. So I'm just a little scared of that.
Well, luckily for you, you don't have to do everything in The Witcher.
Alright, I can get down with that.
You see that person being butchered on the side of the road? Just keep going.
You didn't see anything. Nothing is there.
Geralt, did you see any?
Wait a minute,
10 out of 10.
This year's crowded.
It is one of the best years of gaming.
Yeah,
it would have been the best if Persona 5 came out.
There was no way Persona 5 was coming out this year.
You knew it
in your heart.
But if it did, it would have been the best. And I have to take points away from 2015 for letting me down.
Because like Persona 5 didn't come out? Yep. I mean, it was a bold-faced lie when they said that was coming out in 2015.
Did Bloodborne come out this year?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
February?
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't
that feels like years ago. Yeah, March maybe?
February or March.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic year to talk about what the best things were. If I could talk about my gaming for a little bit, because I know everyone's on the edge of your seat.
I guess.
Yeah.
All I have to talk about is mechs anyways.
That's true. Thanks, Ryan.
Fucking tell, like, I don't know, Craigslist stories that I explicitly said don't tell. Because that happened last week.
Where is Ryan right now? What's he up to?
I don't know. Probably working or something. Hobby's out in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right. Should we talk about what Hobby's got going in Hawaii?
Talk about Hobby for a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, Hobby popped that question to Rachel. They're now happily engaged.
Called it.
Oh, I can't wait to plan that bachelor party.
Oh, Serge and I have already started laying things out.
You fuckers, that's my job.
We've already started laying... It's gonna be... I don't want to, like, get too many details out there. I'm just gonna say it's gonna be Fast and Furious theme.
I mean, traditionally... Oh my god, my headset just fell off. Traditionally, the best man does that, and he is yet to be named, if I know correctly.
Who cares who the best man is? What matters is we're gonna have, like, bumper cars and go-karts. Yeah, no, Serge and I already went through this. We're gonna have a picture of Javi in a car like Vin Diesel at the end of Fast 7, and then we're gonna have a picture of everyone else individually as Paul Walker.
Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of my Fast and Furious themed bachelorette party. Yeah, congratulations to Javi.
Yeah, great
and
news.
Rachel.
Very
they grow
exciting.
Up so fast.
Very exciting.
So yeah, my gaming this week has been really interesting. I've been playing a lot of stuff. I got my imports of Super Famicom games in
Super Family
computer from Japan. I modified my Super Nintendo over the weekend to play Japanese carts, so I got a copy of Super Bomberman 2 and a copy of Tetris Battle Gaiden, and those are two great Japanese Super Nintendo games. I've played those a lot lately. I bought a PS2 recently, so I've been playing Spider-Man 2. And
I'm sorry.
Spider-Man 2 is a fantastic game.
It has a great mechanic.
Sorry. Spider-Man 2 has a cool
mechanic.
Downtime. When you're not doing anything, it's cool to just fly around, swing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Play the game and progress, it's shit.
Yeah. Okay, you're kind of right. I've also been playing Burnout 3. That's an awesome PS2 game.
What? Just because? Not feeling Paradise?
No, I mean, Paradise is great, but Burnout 3 was, like, one of the best-looking games of that generation. It looked really good at that speed. And then also, in Austin this week is an event called Fantastic Fest, which is a film and music festival, but also includes Fantastic Arcade, which is a really, like, experimental indie game festival. All
right.
And there have been a lot of cool games there that I got to check out. Should I just go in and talk about
this?
Yeah,
do it.
Okay. the first one that I played that's really stuck out to me was called, and I've got it on my computer here. What is it called? Oh, goodness gracious. Crap, No One Loves Me.
Oh.
Yes.
The Harris
and
Foster story.
The Harris Foster story.
But what's the game called?
And it is by the people who made Bubsy 3D and the Sonic Dreams Collection.
Jesus
and,
fucking Christ.
Wait, the people who made Sonic Dream Collection made Bubsy 3D?
Yes. So that kind of explains some stuff, huh?
Like PlayStation 1 Bubsy 3D.
No. The artistic reimagining of Bubsy 3D that was put on the internet recently.
Okay, because
it's like a weird...
Have
you played the other Bubsy 3D, like the internet one?
No.
Okay, so the internet Bubsy 3D is like this weird imagining of the original Bubsy 3D, but if it could be on the internet, and it's just got like a bunch of weird people talking in corners, and it's not actually on the internet, and like in the end you become a small businessman who wants to kill himself, so you get into a coffin, and you slide down hills until you eventually die. And it's like this really weird, like, surreal thing. And then,
that
of course,
like
Sonic
something
Dreams
that
Collection.
The Sonic Dreams Collection people
yes.
would make.
So then Sonic Dreams Collection is a collection of quote-unquote unreleased Sonic games, but they're all very, like, pornographic and violent, and there's one Oculus Rift enabled game where you have to flirt with Sonic, mm-hmm. and you have this really long stretchy arm that like comes out of your body and tickles him, and he like pushes you away until you eventually kiss him, and the whole time you can look out the window and Dr. Eggman is on his cell phone texting you going, make the move, and it's really creepy. And so this new
game,
we were
saying,
oh crap,
this is the best year for video games, and we weren't lying.
So Oh Crap, Nobody Loves Me is a kind of a continuation of the third act, if you will, of Bubsy 3D, where you are this humanoid figure that no one loves, so you kill yourself, and you are, from what I can tell, you kill yourself. You jump into a flaming garbage can that's labeled Beyond, and you get into a coffin, and you slide down a bunch of hills, and jump into cell phones, and eventually jump into a woman's breast, and it's a very weird game, and I got to play that at home and at Fantastic Arcade. Super weird. There's another game. I'm gonna, you know what? I have some literature from the festival, but it's not on me currently, so I'm gonna have to try to Google to get
Did
all
you?
these games.
The only thing
Yeah,
I
go
know
ahead.
about that song that like came out of that, the Stanley Parable guy apparently has a new game coming out in like
Yes.
a week.
Yes, it comes out actually on Thursday the 1st.
Oh, okay. So not
which
a
is
week.
this week. And it's
2
gonna be
days.
the successor to the Stanley Parable. I'm really looking forward to that. That's not much going on at Fantastic Arcade as much as it is he lives in Austin and it happened to coincide the announcement.
Oh,
So that's
that's
pretty
why
cool.
he's go to school in Austin. That's why he
Yes.
won't move to Seattle.
That's yes, because a guy who makes a game I like lives here. Okay, well, I can't find the name of this game. I'll try to insert it when we have time and I can get up. But there was a video game that was controlled entirely with moss, like the grass, and it was just on a table. And of course, there was some computer stuff under the moss, but like you couldn't see it. And you like touched the moss, and like the screen lit up, and it was like a kind of like a music visualizer. And at first, it was like a cool idea, but then I started to realize like how everyone at the convention probably touched this gross moss. And I got immediately disgusted and
Can't
had to
really
quit.
successfully sanitize moss.
Yeah, exactly. Another cool game was called Catnips with a Z, and it involved there the controllers were these like plush cats that you like win at a carnival, but they had nipples running all up and down them, and you had to flick the nipples in directions with your fingers to spray on the screen. They would spray milk at kittens that you had to feed to make go to sleep, and you just flick the nipples. And I'm telling you, Fantastic Arcade is all about weird experimental games, and this is no exception.
What have you turned
so,
this
yeah.
podcast into?
So, yeah.
This was a family show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, kids, if you want your cat to make some milk, just flick its nips. So, yeah, those are some cool games I played. I'm going to some panels tomorrow and the next day. And it's just a big party. You get to see friends and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Fantastic Arcade. It's in Austin.
Is it like brand new this year or no?
It's always been very, very, very small. So it's part of Fantastic Fest, the film festival, which is huge. But they always have one theater at the local movie theater rented out for video games, and you just walk up and you sit down. Like there's never anybody, there's never any lines, there's never any of this. It's just a really small corner of a bigger festival. So like it's always very small, but like it's like indie weird, like it's like, you know, there's video game indie and they make video games, but there's like artsy indie that makes video games, and this is like definitely the artsy stuff, and it's cool. It's really neat.
Interesting.
Yeah, there. So if you like really artsy stuff, Fantastic Arcade.
Really like borderline gross artsy stuff.
Borderline gross, but then they're like a lot of stuff that, like,
I mean, I'm not
some
trying to judge it. I'm totally down with
no,
pretty much
yeah,
everything
yeah,
you said.
Yeah.
Especially
it's
the
a lot of stuff
catnips.
That people wouldn't. Yeah, wait, what were you gonna say?
I was just saying, you know, the catnips thing. That's like next level.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that. Oh man, and there's one more I actually forgot to talk about that I really want to. It's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't really normally call a game. It's stuff that you couldn't really sell on a distribution platform like Steam. But there is some stuff like that. But like one of the games that I played was also called Super Russian Roulette. And it was a game that ran on original NES hardware. And you had the NES zapper. And it was on the middle, it was in the table, and there was a TV screen with a cowboy on it. And it's a four-player game, so there'd be three people at the table and then the cowboy on the screen. So technically three people. And you'd pick up the gun and you'd hold it to your head and you'd shoot. And on the screen it would say either click or boom. And if you got boom, you'd be dead. And you'd be out. So it was this like simulated Russian roulette game, and you could like spin the chamber by hitting a button on the table. And it was really cool because it was all running on an original NES hardware, and it was like it would do the math right. So like you could either spin the chamber or just pick up and click. And so like it was, I don't know, it was a really neat idea. It was a really fun social game, and like people were actually giving shots to people who got shot last night at this party we were at. And yeah, it was a really neat idea for a game. So yeah, that's some of the cool stuff. We also played a game that was like all on a receipt printer at a supermarket. It's like you pushed a button and it would like give you a story, and you'd have to push buttons and it would print a receipt for you, and that's all the like input you had. It was yeah, there's a bunch of really crazy experimental stuff there.
Alright, cool. Was there any VR stuff? Like you mentioned the Sonic Team question VR, but that's not there. Was there any other
There were some games that they were demoing or that they were showing video of that they didn't have VR set up for yet. If either it wasn't ready or they couldn't justify having VR, but there was a really cool game. I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to get that to towards the end. I'll do some Googling while we talk. But it was all about perspective and like how you looked at things, and it was described as Gone Home meets Stanley Parable meets Antichamber, and meets who is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? Who directed that? Who's the guy that
directed? I don't know.
Who's the name that's always
Charlie Kaufman.
Charlie Kaufman. So it was like a Charlie Kaufman version of the Stanley Parable. Is how it was described, and okay. it was a very interesting demo because like it starts you off like say in a room and you're looking at it and there's furniture in it, but like something happens that's like dramatic in the story and all the furniture. You change your perspective and all the furniture explodes, but if you get in the exact right perspective, it looks like it's put back together, and you can like freeze it there and have it tell another story. And it's very experimental at this point. Like it's coming out next year, but it's very cool. It's hard to describe. Like even the presenter was having a hard time to like describing what it actually was, but it's a very cool game. So yeah, Charlie Kaufman's Stanley Parable is how it was described, and that's something I could look forward to.
I feel like I would kind of want to go to this.
Yeah, thing. Fantastic Arcade is definitely for people who enjoy like the Indiecade at PAX and like don't like the big explosive AAA stuff. Like this is very low key. Like everyone who makes their games are standing right there, never any lines. Like you feel like you're part of just like this little campfire community. It's very fun to go to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dylan, you up to anything other than you know, I think you said you finished up Metal Gear.
Almost. I'm very close. I haven't actually done anything different than I did last week. So, I have nothing new to add. Very boring.
Only thing I got to add is that I got that Jade Rabbit in Destiny.
Nobody cares.
I care. That's enough. That's one person more than I need. So, yeah. That's got me real hype.
I want to play something. I want to do some more multiplayer something, but I just don't know what.
Well,
like me and you went through what was Borderlands pre-sequel. Mm-hmm. I want to find another game like that. That was fun. More like less the game being fun and more just co-op.
Yeah. Cuz like we're all pretty much out of the like new Destiny missions to do other than the raid, but we don't have enough people.
Pretty much.
At any one time to do that still. Because two people wait. Decided to go on vacation and get engaged or whatever. So selfish.
I have the names of these games. If all right,
cool.
Read them get real quick. Okay, so the Moss game is called Aaliyah, or Aaliyah, potentially. It's by Paloma Dawkins. This person was very well-spoken, Canadian.
Comes from territory.
Yes. And then the game that was like Charlie Kaufman is called Anamorphine. And I just want to read actually this paragraph because it's very interesting, the concept she laid out. Explore the past as you resolve the present in Anamorphine, a surreal adventure of rendered emotions. Journey into the mind of the main character, a young man in post-traumatic denial. Using first-person exploration with minimalistic gameplay, Anamorphine conveys the narrative through environmental storytelling as you delve into the physical and mental turmoil. So it's all about like this guy whose like relationships with all of his friends are slowly deteriorating, and it was just a really interesting visual. Like there's no dialogue in the game, there's no interacting at all. Like you don't push any buttons, you just walk, and it was a very interesting thing that they can make a whole game out of that. But yeah, those are the games.
Yeah, cool. What did you say that game was called? The Charlie Kaufman one?
Anamorphine.
Huh. Because he has a movie coming out called Animalisa.
Oh, yes. Cool. Indeed. Yeah, so some of the other games here are some that people heard of. Her Story, of course. We also have Home Improvisation. And then there was another one that people probably knew.
Her Story definitely still be my front runner for Game of the Year if it wasn't for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, yeah?
Because holy shit, Metal Gear Solid 5.
I'm actually shocked that I was convinced it was going to be Bloodborne.
Fucking Bloodborne. Whew! But, yeah. Bloodborne is up there as well. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a cool icon.
Yeah, I'm showing them the flyer.
I'll make that the header of the podcast file.
Yeah, it's...
I like that.
They have really good art and aesthetics around there. They do this at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, which is like the coolest place in the world.
Are you sure that's what your header is going to be, Gabe? I can think of one other thing.
Oh, man. Damn it, now I have to choose.
Choose!
See, like, I would really like to have that image of Skullface peeking his head through that fucking bear in Metal Gear Solid 3 as the giant image when you open the podcast article.
No, okay. Have that picture that Harris just showed us, but with Skullface instead of...
Oh, yeah, because I have that Photoshop skill. I'll just put Skullface, like, peeking around the corner.
There you go.
Such a lust for headers.
I can scan this image for you if you want to make it the header.
I'm sure it's online. I can find it.
Should we get into the news?
I mean, we don't really do news too much on this podcast anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
We just kind of chill. Like,
yeah, hey, guys, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 is bad.
Yeah. There's breaking news.
coming in from the center of news, Tony
video
Hawk
games.
From video game headquarters, we have a new headline. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5. Bad!
But like, who would have thought that company that hasn't made a good game in their entire existence would make another bad game?
But like, oh my god, it looks so funny. Like, it looks like... It doesn't look like just bad... And, like, disappointing bad. Like, I'm sure that's definitely part of the equation. It looks, like, hilariously bad. Like, Skate 3 glitchy.
You would think, like, Activision would, like, hey, let's give it to a... Like, everyone's like, wow, Tony Hawk's 5... Or Tony Hawk's is back. It's been years since one of those games came out. Let's give it to a studio that's, like, good.
And poor Tony Hawk, like, each time one of these things comes out, he's just, like, up there, like, this is it, man, like... Nail it this time.
He has like a 10-year contract with Activision right now.
How many years are left?
The 10 years, I'm pretty sure. I think it's like 13 years to be in actuality.
Oh, fuck. Like, I'd be so amped if they could get that right. Like, I don't get why it seems so difficult.
Like, think about all the fun that comes with playing a Tony Hawk game and the fact that we've never been able to do that online. Like, there's never been a good Tony Hawk game that also has online capabilities.
And then,
there just hasn't.
I thought that's what SSX was going to be, and it didn't have that.
Okay.
And then
we can't get into this. SSX, I think, was a great game.
SSX is great, but it is not what I wanted.
See, no, yeah, because it didn't have simultaneous multiplayer at launch,
yeah.
Which was just
that's huge.
The dumbest. That's I mean, I'm sure
huge.
There's some technical reason that they couldn't have it, but
and
the
they
fact that
they got it in a patch later on, but
yeah,
it was too late.
It was too late, and that game was amazing. Like, that was one of the best playing action sports games in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, and the fact that they effed that up just makes me so sad.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I got it right here.
Oh, I love that game, man. And now that game sells for like $5 brand new because no
if
one
I'm
wants
being,
it.
If I'm being perfectly honest, had I remained the best at it, I would have been a lot more interested. But
man, see, we had more fun with
the demo
than with the full game.
I didn't,
because the demo...
I missed class because of the demo because I didn't do homework. Because I was up for like 5 hours too late trying to beat, I think at the time it was Hobby's score on one of the maps. And then Devin beat that by a lot. Then I think I beat Devin briefly, and then you, like, crushed my score, and I don't think it got beat after that.
Yeah, I ended up... Well, see, I don't know... See, there was two events in SSX. There was the score and the speed. I remember being... having the fastest speed, because the way that Devin had his controls... No, I had the speed, because I learned that... Okay. Yeah, see, Devin might have had the score, or someone has the score. I know I have the speed, because I learned that if you jumped early and, like, flipped over every edge, you could save that much time, and that's how I did it. So, like, if you jumped early and front-flipped and your head, like, barely scraped the edge of the cliff, you could get that much faster. And, like, so, I beat someone's speed by, like, 0.8 seconds or something.
That game was gorgeous, too.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic game.
Kinda
fantastic.
Play
yeah, let's play it.
I got
nah.
other things to do.
Oh, yeah.
Got bigger fish to fry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dylan, did you ever play SSX?
Yeah.
Like, earlier ones, or did you get to the new one, too?
I didn't get to play the new one.
You didn't play the new one, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Like, because I only, like, dabbled in the earlier SSXs. And it's only, at this point, it's only a matter of time before Matt Macho, or whatever the fuck his name was, BMX Extreme, comes out again.
Dave Mira?
Dave Mira? I thought his name was Matt something.
Matt Macho?
Matt Macho.
You're thinking of Matt Hoffman.
Matt Hoffman. Oh, Dave Hoffman.
Dave Hoffman.
Dave Hoffman.
Okay. All
right. Dale Earnhardt Hoffman.
Alright.
Matt Mira.
Matt Muir.
Dave Hoffman XXX.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No wonder that game didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I remember that game.
Yep.
It wasn't very good.
Nope.
I guess it was just, hey, look, pointy boobs.
Yeah. It was like the the inspiration for Dead or Alive Volleyball.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, back to Tony Hawk 5. I mean, my problem with it is, I mean, they could have released another bad Tony Hawk game and I wouldn't have cared. But they had the gall. They had the gall to call this one Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
When did 4 come out? Like 03, maybe?
Let's find out. Tony Hawk.
Yes, actually, Gabe.
Something like that. Like, it's been a while since a Tony Hawk Pro Skater proper has come out.
And that's the last one I ever bought.
The last one I got, what came out? American Wasteland, I think. The launch game for...
Was it Project 8?
Nope.
American Wasteland was the last one I got. Project 8 came out after that. And then I think it was the infamous Ride.
Oh god, Ride, dude.
Followed by Shred, and then a bunch of other bad stuff.
What I remember from American Wasteland is better looking than what Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 is.
It's so sad, dude. It's pitiful. Like, it's not good looking... It's not fun playing. It just breaks, and it's so disappointing. Considering how Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is one of my favorite games of all time.
And it's like, other than the Silent Hill Collection, every HD re-release and remastering has gone pretty well.
Devil May Cry, in particular, the HD one is really awesome sounding. Okay. I hear.
And it's just like the Tony Hawk remake. I think it was just Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 was, somehow they thought it was a good idea to change how it worked.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Tony Hawk HD?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a combination of 1 and 2.
And
boy.
It was like the fly and a fucking monster got into that fucking development chamber.
It was no good. No good at all. Man.
Now... After I mentioned The Fly, now I just want to watch, body horror movies.
Cronenberg.
I think the last body horror movie trailer I saw was,
Fantastic Four?
Tusk.
That's, so disappointing that hearing that Fantastic Four was, supposed to be kind of, a body horror movie, and, originally that was the idea, that would have been, I could get down with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever happened to it, did not work out that way. But, the last trailer I saw for a body horror movie was something that Paris would absolutely not watch. And it's because of the title of the movie.
Here we go.
Clown. The movie's just called Clown.
Yeah, and I'm good.
It's about this, I think it's this, dad whose kid's having a party, and, they hired a clown, but he couldn't make it, so the dad, found a clown outfit in the basement or something, or rented a clown uniform. And he can't get it off. And he just starts turning into this monster clown.
Oh, and that sounds awful.
Actually, that guy who directed that movie is now directing the new Spider-Man movie. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy.
Oh, man. Oh, God, oh, man.
The look on Harris's face is priceless.
That sounds awful. That's my nightmare.
Putting on a clown costume.
Batman becomes the Batman because he's afraid of bats. If I put on a clown costume, I'd kill myself.
You become a clown.
I'm Clown Man. My parents were murdered by a man dressed as a bat, so I became a clown. Oh, man. That would be terrible. Hey, can I talk for a second about how hyped I am for Halo 5?
Yeah, I mean, when is that? Is that November?
October 27th, I believe.
Okay, that's pretty close.
So they've been showing more and more of this, Dota mode that they have, and it seems actually pretty cool. Hmm. Like, So they talk about how, like, it's basically, like, set up as a MOBA. I think it's 12 on 12, or maybe it's a lot of players in one match. And so the goal of the game is to either, A, get 1,000 points with one kill being 1 point, or destroying the enemy's core, which they're capturing. Like, it's like every game mode happening at the same time with a bunch of people over this huge map. So there's, like, 3 control points. If you get all 3 control points, the enemy's core opens up, just like Dota, and you shoot it and you win. And that's one way of winning. Or you can get 1,000 points and you get, like, 1 point per kill. But you can also kill, like, a legendary monster that's, like, roaming around over here, and that's worth 100 points.
It or, sounds like, very Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah. It's got, it's got you know, like, the variety of a MOBA, but the easiness of a Halo or a Heroes of the Storm. And so, like, I'm just really excited for how those matches can go. And, like, if you feel like you'll be doing your part, or if you feel like this match is kind of just happening around you. Like, I'm excited to see what that can be, you know?
They're trying a lot of things with Halo 5, which I respect, because they didn't, like, do anything too crazy with Halo 4. Mm-hmm. Like, Halo 4 was kind of a big,
It was a yawn. Great. It was a yawn.
Yeah, yeah, yawn is a great way to describe Halo 4.
They were testing the waters.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, they don't want to try anything too drastic, like, as a new studio coming in, but at the same time, it's like
a new stepdad, you know?
It's like, you know, if I see Halo go to a new studio, I want to see what they can do to, you know, this very old franchise.
Yes.
I guess very old is a bit. It's like 15, 14 years.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's up there.
That reminds me. Oh, I'm sorry to hijack.
Yeah, go for it, baby.
But at PAX, we saw all those games that were like MOBAs, but not MOBAs, but they were first-person shooters.
The off-MOBA.
I'm kind of looking forward to at least getting into one of those.
Yeah,
it was a gigantic...
Battleborn, you've been Battleborn. Saying.
Battleborn. Did you play any of these at PAX?
No. Oh, God, there were like 2-hour lines.
Oh, God, those lines were disgusting.
Yeah. And then the other one was the Blizzard one. I think I think that was less MOBA-y and more TF2-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seems like a bit of a combination of the two.
But like, Gigantic looks cool. I actually do think Battleborn looks pretty neat.
Man, PAX was fucking great this year.
Yeah, it was pretty.
This
exciting.
Is like this is probably the best PAX lineup I've been a part of.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not just because Mirror's Edge is there.
But yeah, I don't know.
Part of it.
There's that TF2 hole that there I needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could fill it.
With TF2.
TF2. Yeah.
TF2 has changed.
I would not mind getting, like, a TF2 related tattoo.
Yeah, right? TF2 logo. Boom, baby. Right there. Speaking of fun multiplayer shooters, I also played some of the Rainbow Six Siege beta.
Ooh, I got my code for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got it downloaded?
Right now. No.
Okay, we should
to see the code because for some fucking reason it went into the promotions folder. So
the it ends on Thursday, buried. So we should play it either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I'll get
it. It is very fun. It is a slower, more methodical Counter-Strike, and it is very, very, very fun.
Seems like Counter-Strike with more variables.
Yeah, there's way more variables. There's classes. There's special items. There's like destructible walls. So like, if you want to breach into a house, you can totally do that. If you want to rappel up the side of it, you can totally do that. It really does feel like the old Rainbow Sixes, where you would like set up and plan and then execute a plan, and that's how like a team will win. Like, I played matches where everyone on the team had mics, and no one on the team had mics, and I bet you can guess which one's won. The team with mics. Like, it is a tactical game that I've been looking forward to for a long time. And, yeah, the beta is available for everyone right now. If you can manage to, like, wait for them to give you a code, but you can sign up for it, get it while you can. It's pretty fun.
I just, you know, the biggest reservation is, oh, it's a Ubisoft game. Let's see.
Yeah.
See how this goes.
The servers are very spotty.
Because I heard, I remember seeing some alpha stuff from that game that was not great. But, you know, that's the kind of the point of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's still coming out this year. I know they delayed it. But when it does come out, my only reservation is it's multiplayer only, and it's going to be $60.
So they really got to make sure that online works.
Yeah, remember how that worked for Evolve?
Yeah, exactly. And they got to make sure it's populated. Like, these things will die without a community. Yeah. And so I want to play that game more in my free time, but I'm not sure I want to pay such a premium price for...
Like Just Cause 3, it is coming out December 1st.
Oh, okay.
Because well, I didn't realize Just Cause 3 was coming out this year until I think we recorded episode 200.
Yeah, so, you know, compare Rainbow Six to Metal Gear Solid 5, which has this huge, ginormous campaign, and then is getting a multiplayer mode that could be tactical depending on how people play it. And you kind of think that, like, Rainbow Six is not that good of a deal if it's $60 and only multiplayer. So, you know, some people don't like to value their games, but I do, and, like, that seems not like a very good value, but it's still pretty fun. So I hope that it ends up being a good value.
Just, no, like, see, I value my games, too. If it doesn't look like it's worth $60, I don't buy it. Sorry, I'm Ryan. I guess I should say, oh, I don't value my games.
Well, it's, like, a difference between, like, what that value is to you. Like, where do you find the value? Is it length or, like, in like amount of enjoyment? And it's like this Rainbow Six thing, it sounds like a risk to get it because there's no guarantee that people are gonna be there all the time.
Precisely.
Like, that's kind of another, like, the Evolve issue as well. There are a lot of other issues with Evolve, but, you know, that was a big one.
And we're just not sure that the content will remain fresh with this, you know, with this Rainbow Six.
So, because, like, from what you showed me, it seems like that game could be pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As long as everyone's working together and communicating and, like, they know the maps and, like you know, there's only a few maps in the beta, of course. And so, like, I learned this one house that you have to infiltrate, like, backwards and forwards. And so, like, if I can communicate with my team, like, oh, there's a guy in the upstairs bathroom, they'll know where that is. And so, like, stuff like that, maybe it's good to not have a lot of content for this game. Who knows? But, yeah, I just hope that stuff like that can remain fresh.
Mm-hmm. Have they said, was this one of the games that they said, like, oh, we're going to have free DLC for it? Because there have been a few of those around.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Might have been one of them. I can't remember. But yeah, I'm definitely intrigued by it. Like, it seems really cool. You know, I'll try out that beta with you once it's downloaded. But what else is coming out this year? I think, like, Tomb Raider, but that's also coming out on the same day as Fallout 4, so what the fuck are they thinking?
Which is also coming out the same day as something else.
Oh, yeah, something else is November 10th.
That new Gears of War isn't this year, is it? No.
No, the new Gears of War is next year, or at least slated for next year. The Ultimate Edition has already come out.
Right. What else we got this year?
Like, there's
Someone at home is just screaming at their iPod listening.
Just Cause 3 is coming out. You know, that looks very Just Cause-y.
Yep.
I'll wait for it to be like $5 on Steam. I really need to get into Soma. From everything that people are saying about Soma, that game sounds real.
Oh, yeah, Black Ops 3.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, I played a bit of that beta. It was cool.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, no, sorry, it's that's November 6th. That's November 6th.
It's still this year, though. I'm just not November 10th. Or is it? Right. Yes, November 10th is the date.
Have y'all talked about Metal Gear Online on this podcast at all?
No.
It looks
cool.
Metal
Gear Online looks so cool.
It looks cool.
It could totally be terrible, but I'm so excited.
I mean, Metal Gear Solid 4 Online was terrible, but we still played it. Yeah, so, like, I'm looking forward to it.
I played Metal Gear Online, like, twice with Kyle, and it took both of us, like, 8 hours to download it. Kyle just got a PS4. I'm so happy.
Oh, he
got
Kyle!
He got a PS4 with Metal Gear Solid 5 and Destiny bundled for, like, $350.
Wow.
Like, that don't make sense. Yeah, I'm real hyped to play with Kyle. Hope he gets into Destiny. And, I mean, we'll play Metal Gear Online once that comes out. He's been slugging away at Metal Gear Solid.
Squad up, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, Kyle and I got PS3s around the same time. We both went through Metal Gear Solid 4, like, almost together, pretty much. And we were so naive at the time. We were both like, this game's fucking amazing.
That's because it is fucking amazing. Haha, Harris on the podcast.
We've talked about Metal Gear so many times on this podcast. I don't want to do it again right now.
Such a lust for revenge.
Such a lust for Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you know, it's about that time to check in with the listeners.
Such a lust for hey listeners.
Such a lust for listeners. Such a lust for questions.
Who is the first question from?
Oh, my goodness.
It is from Prototype.
Ah!
Prototype. All right, where do they start? All right, do you think the install size on Fallout 4 is too small at 28 gigs? And too small, I mean, I'm pretty excited to not have a lot of space taken up on my PS4.
God, I mean, I don't need more space taken up on my PS4. I don't have any more space.
I haven't checked how much space I have.
Mandatory installs can suck my dick.
Oh, jeez. You know, I'm no developer, so I have no idea if that's a good number or not. So if that's what it takes to make a video game, why not?
I can't remember how big Metal Gear Solid 4 was, or 5. I don't think it was too much bigger than that. And that game is pretty big, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Bloodborne was around that size.
Games are getting big, folks.
Yeah. Too big, especially for the fucking cheap-ass hard drives they're giving us.
Well, you know, hard drives are getting cheaper also, so...
Yeah, at least external hard drives work with every console.
Yes.
Even the Wii U.
Yeah, I've got one on my Wii U. It's great.
I don't. My Wii U is fucking full to the brim. I have, like, some bullshit games on a flash drive.
You know
fun
what's
story.
Awesome?
Oh, go ahead.
What's up?
I was gonna say, I need a Vita memory card.
Oh, no.
You already have, like, 3 of those, right?
I have 2.
Oh man.
Just delete some bullshit.
One's 4, or the default, like, 8 gig one, which doesn't store anything.
Nope.
And then I have the PSTV, and I have a Vita. The Vita has a 64 gig card. I need another card for the TV.
Ugh. Oh, I see.
So I can play Persona 4 on the big screen.
And dreams will come true, Desi. Yeah, I tried to buy a solid-state drive to put in my laptop, but I couldn't figure out how to take my laptop apart, so I just ended up putting it in an enclosure, and now it's on my Wii U. So I have, like, a super-fast solid-state drive holding all my stuff on my Wii U.
Man, I've been playing some Mario Maker still. I need to play more of it, because I don't actually have everything unlocked. I haven't been doing that. It's kind of annoying that you have to unlock everything so slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But I am the 1% that made it through the giant bomb level.
Ooh.
What a motherfucker of a level that is. Jesus.
That one is very hard.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, I had to give up on that one, mostly because I didn't watch their stream.
There's some amazing shit in Mario Maker already. Of, like, there's one guy making a series of Waluigi levels that are kind of, I guess, like, as close to Sonic Dream Collection as you can get, but replace Sonic with Waluigi. And, like, you walk by an area, and in coins it spells out, like, you are already broken.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
It just is, like, you can't fix your... You can't be fixed, and it's just, like, poor Waluigi's, like, horrible life. And, so there's some weird experimental levels like that, and then there's some, like, just genuinely, like, amazing platforming there, too.
Mario Maker's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, Mario Maker's amazing. Alright, next up. What are your thoughts on all the single-player content being cut on the PS3's 360 version of Black Ops 3? Did not know that.
This is from Prototype?
What?
Yeah, from Prototype, still.
Yeah, so in the 360 PS3 versions of Black Ops 3, they are only doing multiplayer, because apparently some of the things that happened in the campaign would not run on the last-gen consoles. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, so...
Like, I don't think that's a horrible travesty. Are they still, like, $60?
I believe it is still $60, but it includes Black Ops 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you are buying Black Ops
great,
3...
but, you know, that's something.
Yeah, I mean...
They know their audience.
Yeah, like, you look at the percentage of trophies on, like, any game, and, like, the percentage of people who complete anything is so fucking low.
It's like, in single player, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't really complete multiplayer.
There's still, like... a low amount of people in Metal Gear Solid 5 who have not fultoned a soldier.
Yeah, like, the amount of people who actually beat games is, like, in like, the 15% time.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Do we think that this will be the last Call of Duty to appear on that generation of consoles?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I didn't even think it was coming out first.
See, I thought that Advanced Warfare was only on the new generation of consoles. Mm-hmm. It was called Advanced Warfare, so I thought, like, oh, it's advanced, you know. And so I never actually saw any marketing for the last gen, but apparently that one came out on last gen, too. So, yeah,
they're not really pushing it on last gen. You know, they want the new to get mm-hmm. all the attention. But, like, especially for, like, Call of Duty, you know, I know a lot of people are very fond of, like, you know, the original Modern Warfare single player, Modern Warfare 2 single player. I didn't care about them.
The original Call of Duty multiplayers? I mean, single players?
Yeah, you know, you go all the way back, and I guess there's more emphasis put on the single players there. And actually, it kind of looks like they're really trying with single player, especially now. Like, Advanced Warfare, like, that was all they advertised, really.
I've enjoyed playing through the single player on almost all of them.
Yeah, there's plenty of people who, like, you do, so, you know, it sucks for those that don't have, like, the new console yet. But it seems like the turnover rate's getting pretty high for old gen, like, now.
Mm-hmm. I'm the 1% who have beaten the Modern Warfare campaigns.
Really? But, yeah, I don't think this affects things too much. You know, it is a little strange to just in general to be charging $60, like the same price for old gen games as new gen games. I feel like Shadow of Mordor didn't do that.
By the way, I was supposed to get that copy from you and I didn't.
From me?
Yeah.
Shadow of Mordor when you were here?
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
I know. Kill me now.
But didn't you? Oh no, you don't have it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
it's really cheap right now. Like, you can get it Best Buy for, like, $10.
It was a great pack-in to get with the 3 Lord of the Rings movies I got from Amazon that one day.
Yeah.
No. Alright. Next up. Will any of you use all of the 10 GB cloud storage offered by PS Plus? Probably not. I don't even know how much storage I'm using right now, but it's awesome that they upgraded it to 10 gigs.
Yeah, I still haven't hit my 1 gig.
Because a gig was not really sufficient when games like Mortal Kombat had like 200 megabyte cloud saves or 300 megabyte cloud saves.
Yeah.
With the change of... Seems like save data is really a variable right now.
I can't think
remember
of any
more. PS2 was like kilobytes?
Yeah, I've got my PS2 memory card right here. Let's see. This is the one that comes with the system. It is 8 megabytes.
Yep.
8 megabyte card.
And the data was actually in kilobytes.
Right. And then
unless you were some asshole who had a game that took up 4 fucking megs alone.
What game was that?
Lots of RPGs.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Surprising.
Do you remember how on the GameCube with Animal Crossing, it came with a memory card because that game took up so much space?
Yep.
Each copy of Animal Crossing took up the entirety of one of their like lowest tier memory cards. It's crazy. GameCube.
What are your thoughts on the negative reaction on Pro Skater 5?
We kind of covered that, right? I mean, yeah. What are our thoughts on the reaction? Here are my thoughts on the reaction. I'm with these people. Like, yeah, I am one of them. It sucks. I love Tony Hawk. This is a bastardization. I totally get it.
Just fucking take the old games and just make it new.
In the words of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack, out with the old, in with the new shit. Do, 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 do. Thank you, Tony Hawk.
The new shit's bad.
Oh, shit.
How hard is it to fuck up that series? Apparently really easy.
Seriously, God. They added physics to it and, like, back in the day.
That's not what makes... Physics is not what... drew people to Tony Hawk, and it will not draw people to Tony Hawk. Like, Tony Hawk is arcadey. You know, people want arcade shit. They want to hit a fucking button and see a cool trick. They don't want to, like, deal with physics and bullshit. Don't put real life in a game where Spider-Man's a fucking unlockable character.
It's true. I want to surf around as Officer Dick in a physics-free environment.
I want to be Gene Simmons.
So that Dick can just free-flow.
What game was it where you could play as Gene Simmons?
That was Tony Hawk's Underground.
Yeah, that's Thug.
Because there was the Kiss level at the end. Yeah, where Rock and Roll All Night was playing the whole time.
Oh my god.
Skate Island.
I was at an age where I thought that was cool at the time.
Oh yeah, who couldn't think that was cool? I mean, there was Skater's Heaven, which is that level in space where everything was rainbow. There was the Hawaii half pipe where you just dropped from a helicopter.
Yeah, the Tiki Island. That was Skate Island.
Oh, no. There was one that was called, it was in Tony Hawk 2, it was just called Hawaii, and it was just a half pipe out in the middle of nowhere. and it was just water on each side, and you dropped in from a helicopter, and that was it. But yeah, Tony Hawk, man, they lost it. It sucks. They'll never get it back. And I'm saying that so that I'm happy when they finally do. But they never will. But they will.
Alright. And last up. Who else joined the 1,300 people who watched Greg Miller assemble Legos for 45 minutes? Nope.
Yeah, I can't say that I did. I had no idea that was happening.
I did not do that.
He put together Legos?
Yeah, I'm guessing on like one of the streams they probably put together Legos or something. Yeah, I don't really watch the kind of funny stuff.
Yeah.
We did get to meet up with Greg at PAX. That was fun.
Yeah.
Know, talk with him, caught up with him.
That's good.
Yeah. Always fun to talk to. As I said, PAX was great this year.
He's got so much stuff going on that I just can't keep up with it.
Kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy. That's what they should call it.
Kind of crazy
games. Kind of crazy games.
Yeah. Yeah, did not watch him put together Legos. Speaking of which, while I still had income, I should have definitely bought some cool-ass Legos. I miss Legos.
Legos are pretty great.
I miss income.
Have you seen this thing?
You're telling me.
Have you seen this thing that Chris Pratt has three different Lego versions of himself? He's got Emmett, the Jurassic Park guy, and the Guardians of the Galaxy guy, and there's all Lego versions of him.
Where's the Andy Dwyer one?
Oh man, it's got to exist somewhere.
God, Parks and Rec is such a fucking good TV
show. Oh yeah, great show. While we're talking about income, and this is something interesting, did you see the news that Amazon is hiring couriers now?
Oh yeah, I saw that you signed up to be one.
Yeah, so like if you have a car, like
for Prime Now, pretty much.
Yeah, it's you just become a Prime Now delivery boy, and so like they said
you already have a drone, Harris.
I do have a drone. I can just drone it over to people. No, I mean the website advertises $18 to $25 an hour. So yeah, so all you need is a car, and to be over 21 because you might be delivering booze.
Yeah,
and yeah,
I need to be 18 to transport alcohol.
I think it depends on the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, it's $18 to $25 an hour. The whole point of Prime Now is that it takes less than an hour, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see if that turns into anything. People are getting excited about that. Like, my campus is abuzz with people wanting to be Amazon couriers. So yeah.
Yeah. Amazon is doing a lot of things.
They're taking over, man.
They're spending that money they're making.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on new fucking buildings here.
Woof.
At least I'm pretty sure they're responsible for finally taking the lonely railroad out of the street I live on, which is just like the 20 yards of railroad that lead to nowhere in the middle of my street.
I think that's an art piece. I like it.
Well, there's two of them. They're taking out one. One is still there.
The one behind, like one of the ones behind your house, I'd always trip on. Just everything.
Oh, I've seen many intoxicated people fall on that thing.
Yeah.
High heels and railroad tracks do not mix well, people. Watch out for that.
Gabe and park benches don't either.
Oh, God. My leg hurt for like a week and a half after that. Like, it might still be dented. I'm so mad that wasn't on video because I wish I could have seen from like your perspective what my stupid ass fall looked like.
The best part is that bench is parallel to the fucking sidewalk.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bench that I could have walked into. And just walking in a straight line, looking at my phone, trying to find out where we're going. One of my legs stops moving. And I'm like, all right, I'm sure it'll pick up eventually and keep trying to move. And just slowly fall over, slam my head against a lamp, and fall into a bush.
So yeah, PAX was fun this year.
PAX was great this year. What sucked about that was it didn't even lead to anything. We went to, like, a bar, and then everyone left, and then we went to fucking GameWorks. Some rando threw up on, like, the entrance, and then I had a drink, and I was like, I don't want this, but I guess I'll drink it.
What did we order? Did I order a White Russian?
I think you might have.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
That was Can the best, you help I us, listeners?
I don't remember. I don't even remember paying for any of those last few bars we went to. I woke up in the morning, I was like, I still have my credit card, so obviously I must have tabbed out.
All I, like, most of what I remember about Brave Horse is me and Serge being like, what the fuck is Dylan doing? Because you, like, clotheslined both of us trying to give us Ric Flair chops.
Oh, yeah. I remember being the recipient of one of those.
Yeah, that hurt, Dylan.
Yeah. The only thing I remember about Brave Horse was shuffleboard.
Serge jumped on my back and sent me to the ground.
You deserved it.
I had cuts all over my arms and legs.
My God.
How did we not get kicked out of Brave Horse?
Because it was a private room.
We showed up an hour late, too.
Oh, jeez. Well.
PAX was great. But enough reminiscing about that. That has been episode 204 of Game Over Nation. You guys can all check us out at facebook.com/GameOverNation. Like us there. That's where we'll post about podcasts and things. Working on that. Well, your solid video, that's going to take a while. Because it's a big fucking game. You can follow us on Twitter, Game Over Nation, twitter.com/GameOverNation. YouTube, subscribe over there, youtube.com/GameZeroOverNation. I should actually check if that squatter is still on Game Over Nation.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah. I've actually found out there's a squatter on Game Over Nation, and then I wanted to see if you searched after the fact, if like back when was still making those videos, if like that was the first thing that came up. And no, there was like a My Little Pony show called After the Fact.
Oh, nice.
And that was the number one. It had like 50,000 views or something.
Ugh.
But yeah. Yeah, so, you know, them names are hard to come by. You can follow each of us. I'm at RabbitWombat9. Harris, you are at Harris Foster. And Dylan, you don't want people to follow you, right?
No.
Yeah, stay the fuck away from Dylan. I think that's it. I think we went through it. I think I did all the Ryan De La Rosa bits. Should have told Dylan to do it. He's apparently filling Ryan. But alright, well, thanks everyone for listening. This has been episode 204. We'll catch you guys next week.
Such a lust for the end!